And we're going next to the Canary Islands, where there's an increasing number of people from African countries arriving to seek asylum. We can talk to Tenerife-based journalist Cliona O'Flynn. Cliona, good to talk to you again. These desperate people, they always come. But has the virus, has COVID-19 increased the challenges for all involved?
It is a factor in both the point of departure and the point of arrival, Audrey. And sadly, as I woke up this morning to get ready to do this interview, I read that four more immigrants died just off Lanzarote last night. There are three people missing, women and children, as two of these boats that I have previously described as the size of a curragh almost, crossing the Atlantic Ocean as they tried to arrive into Lanzarote last night. So that's another 30 people arrived, four dead, three missing, and that will bring the total possibly to 19,000 who have arrived over to the Canary Islands this year from the west coast of Africa, many coming from different countries to a departure point. And as you mentioned, COVID-19, some of them would have previously been employed in tourism over there, in other regular and irregular economic activities. But COVID-19 has affected so many countries, their employment has dried up, and they now see a possible chance to travel to the Canary Islands and from here over to Europe, which is their hope, as an option. Given that we are hearing the price per person per journey has dropped radically from about 2,000 to under 1,000. So it's half the price now of it for a journey. We are seeing more and more people trying to make that journey. And it is like about five or six times greater than last year, for instance. There were 2,600 arrived last year, and so far this year, nearly 19,000.
It's such a perilous journey. And the Spanish government, do they want to, they're in talks with the Senegalese government for one. Is that with a view to ending this or to making these journeys, try and find a way to make the journey safer?
More the latter is the aspiration. This has become a political crisis, which is so often the case when you have, you know, every human tragedy is a story, is a human person who has either died or has almost died trying to get here, but it has become a political football now, Audrey. What has happened is, yes, the Spanish government and the European Union have donated funds to Morocco and to other countries along the West Coast to try and get them to reform the practices, to increase employment opportunities, to launch PR campaigns, to persuade people not to make the journey. There is a sense that at point of departure, a lot of the time the authorities are turning a blind eye. They're letting people go off. There are 1,000 people per week, we hear, lining up to get on any number of these boats making this perilous journey. And then at the same time, you have the Canary Islands now, which are small, geographic, small islands. They can't hold these number of people who are in tent cities at the moment in some of the military zones across the islands. They want to send some of these migrants up to the mainland, to the Spanish mainland, just to kind of alleviate the pressure. The Spanish central government won't allow that to happen because they say if that happens, it will just encourage the people smugglers to send more people over because the aspiration is to get to mainland Europe. And Spain also wants the European Union to get involved to help them in their persuasion tactics. And then, of course, you have the far-right party here, Vox, which is a growingly popular far-right party in Spain, now calling for the Spanish Armada to block 100% the arrival of these migrants. But so far, boats that have left the coast and are seen to be in danger by the Spanish Armada as they arrive into the Canary Islands are only helped to land.
And you mentioned there the EU and Morocco, Cliona, and we know that hundreds of millions of euro were paid by the EU to Morocco was part of the policy to stop these people making this journey in the first place. But what has the Moroccan government done with that money?
We believe that they put it into some reform programs. And I mean, there has been visits to the Sahara, to Morocco, by different members of the Spanish government. There are about five Spanish departments. You've got migration, the interior, defence, territorial policy, visiting the west coast of African countries this week and last week to try and encourage them to spend the money more wisely. But there is a feeling, and I dare not be racist as I say this, but that the money has not been used as it should have been to kind of really reinforce the programs that are encouraging. It's not simply a matter of blocking these people from leaving. It's encouraging them to stay because these are financial migrants. These are not war migrants or war refugees. These are economic refugees. And they are, to use that phrase, in search of a better life. And there is a real feeling that the money has not been properly used at the moment.
Okay, Cliona, for now we leave it there. Thank you very much, Cliona O'Flynn, joining us live from Tenerife this morning.